Construction.
Hi, is Doyle there?
He just stepped out in the yard, but I think I can still find him. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
Hello, Doyle speaking.
Hey, Doyle, it's Danny, Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, sorry I missed your call there. Yeah, I was trying to get in contact with you. I know with those bank statements, the underwriters, they were looking at them, and it looks like you might have just taken a loan out with New Logic over there.
I had a buddy of mine, not a buddy, an acquaintance.
Right.
We were getting in a payroll jam, and he set me up with them.
Uh-huh.
And they're taking out daily, but there's really, I can pay it off at any time. I think I got to run it a month, and then I can pay it off.
Right.
High interest.
Yeah, and that's not a big deal or anything. They would like to know how much you took out, as they take that in consideration.
It's $150,000. With back payback of $180,000.
Oh, so it's $150,000 to $180,000. Okay, and it's daily.
I can daily of $650 some.
Okay, and then the term on that. I know you can pay back early, but how long is the term?
The term is 12 months.
If I went 12 months. Route. Okay. No problem, and that's.
He talked the guy, and I can't remember what the contract. I think the contract says 3 months, but. He knew, Charlie knew I was in a pinch, and he knew the guy, and he said if after a month we should be able to pay it off without hardly any penalty.
Right.
That's what I was after, because I could either sell some equipment or I was hoping I'd find financing somewhere else, because it's 20% interest or 18%.
Yeah.
Got me out of a jam.
Right. Okay, and so, yeah, you are paying that back early, or planning. So when do you plan on paying it all off? Like the next couple months?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Using the, it's just equipment that's sitting, but we should be getting paid by the 10th of August.
Right.
Get receivable in, and that's when we're going to pay it off. That's when we plan on paying it off, between the 10th and 15th of August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and on that, as far as that, they noticed that on the recent bank statements we got, and they just wanted to take that in consideration. And, that shouldn't affect an approval. If anything, we can do a second position, unless you're trying to pay that off early. But, I just needed to get that information. And,
I don't know if it worked out with you guys. We could pay it off with your monies, too, if we wanted to get rid of it earlier.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so we could help you guys out. This is just, the underwriters want to see this for as part of the approval process. So I'll run these numbers by them. And do you know the rate factor that they gave you for that working capital?
It's like a
20...
Get out of what I'm in. I just got to go find the contract on it.
Yeah. If you have that, to make it easier, if you have that contract available, if you could just scan it and send it to me, I can just give it to them, and I'll have all the info on it.
Yeah, I can do that, because like they say, I think the contract's a little different with the verbal we had with him.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, if we could get that.
Out on it is, he knew the guy pretty well, and the guy was willing to help us a little bit.
Right, right. And
yeah,
that's, no, yeah.
And I'll find the contract, and I'll just forward it to you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, and if you forward it to me, I'll give it to them. And, yeah, they'll be able to get going with the info that you provided, but that it would help if we just have that contract as well. That way they know exactly what they're, you know, looking at.
No problem at all. Don't mind at all.
Okay, Doyle. Well, yeah, they should be having some info for you pretty soon then. But I have your cell phone. Let me double check. It's 701-570-6707.
You bet.
All right, and now is that your, I know you just left that in the voicemail, is that your preferred point of contact for when the underwriters are looking
at? Well, I'm usually in the office, but if for some reason I'm out, I'm always on that number.
Okay. All right, sounds good. So I'll have them try the office first, and then worst case, okay, we'll contact you to sell. All righty. Well, I'll get them going on this for you.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Doyle. All right, I'll keep in touch. All right, thanks.